Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. And I praise God for who I am in Him. And who am I? I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service souls. The Maytag man says that he has nothing to do. Oh, but praise God, there are lots of souls that need to be encouraged in the Lord. And I remember when I first wrote that I was writing down that I am a motivational speaker, and the Lord told me that I am a motivational encourager, and so that is who I am, a motivational encourager for the Lord. Yes, I am an ambassador of God, and that's what I do. That's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging you. He said, let us hear what the Spirit is saying to us. So we have to open up our ears, our spiritual ears, so that we can hear what God is encouraging us with on a daily basis. On a daily basis. So I am encouraged on today that I am here with you on this broadcast. Thank God for the many ways that He makes for us to do His work, to get a job done. Praise God. He'll open up doors, avenues, whatever it is. All we have to do is ask Him. So today we're going to talk about, and I pray that you will join me in talking about walk and live in the Spirit. Walk and live in the Spirit. And that's where we want to be on today. So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will come back and we will get into this topic today of walk and live in the Spirit. Praise God. And if you have a prayer request or you just want to pray with us, you can join us. We are praying each morning from 7:15 until. So it don't make no difference what the until is. If you have a request and you need prayer, praise God, then we're here to pray with you. And you can catch us every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 until, and you can go to 515-606-5329, and the code is 634-812, and you can join in with us, or like I said, if you have a prayer request, or maybe you have a testimony that how God has blessed you, and you want to share. You want to share. We've gotten away from sharing our testimonies, but if there's ever a time that we need to share what the Lord has done and is doing, and be encouraged. It is now. So praise God. If you have one, call us. And if you just want to send in a prayer request, you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request there. You can scroll down to the bottom and give your prayer request or your praise report of what the Lord has done and is doing in your life, and it will encourage us. And so I praise God for you on today. Let's just have a word of prayer, and we will move into the topic on today. Most gracious Father, we sure do thank you, and Lord, we magnify you for who you are, for you're great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. What a mighty God, what a mighty God we serve on today. And we thank you for that, God. We find nobody, nobody like you. Praise God. We can search the whole world over, and we will never find anyone like you. And we thank you for that, God. Thank you for who you are, God. Thank you for being in our lives, God. Thank you for your encouragement in our lives, God. Thank you for being a God, our God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word on today. Thank you how that you make ways when there seem to be no way. We have so much to thank you for in our lives. And thank you, God, that it's no strain to thank you. I magnify you for that, God. Thank you that it's my desire. It's down in my heart. It's down in my soul, God, to give you all the glory and the praise. And I thank you for the lessons, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you have been sending our way, that has been so encouraging out of your word, God. And we thank you for the those that have gone on before us, God, that have testimonies, praise God, of how you brought them out. You delivered them, God, so that we might be encouraged that you would do the same thing for us. And we thank you for that. For you are a God that cannot lie. And if you did it for one, you'll do it for the other. Because you have no respect of persons. Oh, praise God. You love us all. And you said that you would always be with us. Thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask for your anointing, for you have anointed us to share the good news about you. And we thank you for that, in the name of Jesus. Go in the hospitals, the nursing homes, blessing the homes of your people. Look on our leaders today, God, in the decisions that they make for the people, God. Look on all of our leaders, God, our church leaders, our pastors, our elders, our deacons, our missionaries, the lay people, God, and bless on today. And, Father, we shall give your name the glory and the praise for the same, God. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you, God, would direct us. Thank you for your direction on this Wednesday. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you, Lord. And amen and amen. We praise God for prayer because prayer is always in order. He says that man ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. So, yes, we are in a pandemic, but it's not fainting time. But it is prayer, it's praising time, it's prayer time, praise God, to talk to the Lord about what's going on. And he said if we touch and agree, oh, praise God, anything, thank you, Lord. God said, hallelujah, that he would do it. And he said over in Mark 11:24, that when ye pray, believe that ye receive what we've asked. And he said that he would do it. God said that in his word. He said it. Oh, praise God. And all he asked us to do is to believe. So we believe on today the word of God. And today we are talking about walk and live in the Spirit. If you're going to walk in it, don't walk in it just for one day, but walk day by day, by day by day. Oh, praise God, until you come to the fact that you are living. It has become a lifestyle to live in the Spirit of the Lord, not in your flesh, not fleshly, not doing and minding the things of the flesh, but minding and doing the things of the Spirit. Praise God. Because we are striving for heaven. Praise God. We're striving for heaven. And so we need those things that's going to help us to get there. Because it's by faith. All of it is by faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please our God. So today is Recover All Wednesday. And so we're going to recover all by walking and by living in the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, praise God. When David is based on, Recover All Wednesday is based on David's request from God. Praise God. Over in 1 Samuel 30 and 8, and where the enemy, they had come into the camp, and they had stolen David's, all his wives, his family, and taken them away. And so David was upset. Oh, praise God. And even all of the men, they were upset. But David turned to God and asked God, shall I pursue? And the Lord told him yes, and to recover all. So today we're going to recover all through our walking and through our living in the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, praise God. No, the enemy don't like it, but God loves it. And with God on our side, we win. Woo! We ought to have the whistles blowing and the pom-poms going, because with God, we win. We win every time. Oh, praise God. So today we're going to walk and we're going to live in the Spirit. Praise God. And so we thank God. Thank God for Sister Tara joining us on today. And what do you think about that topic, Sister Tara? Walk and live in the Spirit. Praise God.
So that's a powerful topic, and it's the best way to live, because you can live in wholeness and fullness of life, and it's a lot of benefits, walking and living in the Spirit. And I got the scripture, Galatians 5:16. Thus I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And it's all about walking in the Spirit, being obedient to the Spirit, prompt your spirit to do the will of God. Like Jesus, he lived the life of God. And as a disciple, we followed the life print that he did by walking in the Spirit. We will have full benefits of life.
Amen, amen, amen. And as you were reading that scripture from Galatians, I thought about, yes, you know, the more we walk in the Lord and walk in the Spirit, walk through his word, praise God, he brings us to a place that we no longer want to do those things that are wrong or that the flesh tell us to do. Because we know to live in our flesh, that's death. But to live in the Spirit, that's eternal life. And so we want eternal life. And we see so many falling around us, so many soldiers going home. Oh, praise God. And so we want to play our part. We want to walk in the Spirit And like I say, don't just do it one day, and don't just do it because of the pandemic, but go ahead and allow that to take you into living. Each day, examine yourself and find out, am I walking the way God would have me? Ask him. Ask him, and then get in the Word and see what he'd say. Because the word don't give us no henny penny. It don't give us no henny penny. Praise God. The Word tell us just like it is. Praise God. And if we follow the Word, he said the word killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. Praise God. So we get the, yes, it gets us when we read that Word. Woo! Yes. But then when the Spirit of God lifts us up and help us to live in the Spirit. So we want to practice. And practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Practice, practice, practice make us perfect in that situation. We perfect it. Thank you, Lord. And so if we walk in the Spirit and then practice it till we get to live in the Spirit, it won't come so hard on us when the Word go forth. Praise God, because we've already yielded our being. We've already yielded our minds all to the will of God. And that's what God would have, and he's pleased, and he helps us. He helps us. Why do you think he sent the Holy Spirit? He knew that we ourselves could not do it. We couldn't do it. Jesus was with the disciples, and that's why they were able, because he was with them. Oh, praise God. So he left. He left the scene. But he said, I'm not going to leave you without me. So he left the comforter. He left the comforter as he went away. He went back to Daddy to prepare a place for us to come. Praise God. So we need the Holy Spirit, praise God, in order that we may be where he is. It's not good enough to just live a morally good life. That's not good enough. We yet have to repent and receive Christ in our lives. Oh, praise God. Because, you know, one day he's going to take that Holy Spirit to help us to get up. We're too heavy. We're too heavy on our own to get up. But the Spirit of God, thank you, Lord, he said we would be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. For the help, Lord. Thank you for the help. And we praise God. We praise God for it on today, for the help of the Holy Spirit helping us to walk in him, to live in him. Get up in the morning thanking and magnifying and praising God. And then all through our day, thank you, Lord. You think about something that the Lord then brought you through, and you say, thank you. You have to stop. Thank you, Lord Jesus, what you're doing to give God a praise. Then you move on in the afternoon. Something else comes up. Oh, and you think about it again. And you thank him. Oh, praise God. Stop and give God his due thanks. And then in the evening, oh, it's up again. Praise God. But he keeps on coming up about how good and what God has done for us in our lives so that we may thank him. You know, I was listening to that song talking about we have won again. And we have. Every time with Jesus, we win. We win. We're more than conquerors through Christ who have saved us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are. So we win again. And I just love that. I love that song. I love it because it says, thank you, thanking God. And, you know, that he want to tell all of the doubters. Because, you know, we have doubters. We have people that don't believe what we're saying. They don't believe that God is good. Some haven't tasted and know that the Lord is good. Some have tasted, but they left him. They left him, and they forgot. They forgot how good the Lord is. So he said, for all of the doubters, all of the doubters, oh, praise God, that we win, that he has won again. So that means when he won, we won. So we praise God. Do you agree with that, Sister Tara? That when,
yes, ma'am,
because of,
yes,
that,
ma'am,
the Lord has won, we win?
Oh, yes, that's a good song.
Yes, it's a beautiful song. I'm going to have to learn that one so I can sing it. I'm going to have to learn that one. Oh, praise God. So today we are talking
about to win with Jesus Christ. You can win in anything, but when you can win with Jesus Christ, that's the ultimate win, for real.
Yes, it is. It is. And when he opened the door, praise God, that's why he said that we are, when we get in the Word and get filled with him, you know, we hide. Said, that 91 Psalm that I love so much talks about that hiding place, you know, in the Lord. And when we're hid in him, a better enemy can't find us. And so he, even though he be looking for us to mess with us and stuff, so many times he cannot find us because we've hid ourselves in the Word of God. And so we win. He walked right past us. We're right there. He walked right past because we're hid in the Word of God. So we win again. We win again. Praise God. So the Spirit, unless by walking and living in the Spirit, born of the Spirit, unless one is born of the Spirit, he or she cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that's John 3:5. It is not, just like I was saying earlier, it's not good enough just to be morally good. But we must receive the Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is a transforming agent that helps us to be born, walk, and live in the Spirit. Praise God. Thank God for that. Thank God for the being born again. I used to hear people say it all the time. I've been born again. Oh, praise God. Praise God. And we have to continue to walk in him and allow that walk in the Lord, that getting in his word, that meditating in his word. Praise God. Until we can come to live in him. But it's an upkeep. It's a daily walk. Walk with me, Lord. I think about the song. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need Jesus to walk with me every step of the way. And a lot of times we find that in the footprints in the sand, but it's only his footprints because he's carrying us. He's carrying us. So we have to continue to walk until we come to living. And when we start living in the Spirit, it's not so hard because it's a daily thing and it has become a part of us. So repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and you will receive. Ain't that something? You're going to get a gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit according to Acts 2:38. Jesus told us when he went back to prepare a place for us so that when he is where he is where we will be also. So he's preparing that place for us. Are you preparing to go to that place? Are you preparing by dressing in the Holy Spirit? Oh, praise God, we got work to do. We got work to do. Work to do on ourselves. Oh, praise God. Preparing. This is not home. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are aliens. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we become aliens in this world. And we are preparing to go back home, just like we've seen the aliens, the movies of how they come to the earth. Oh, praise God, seeking. And then they trying to get back home. Well, that's us. We're preparing to go home. But we can't get there if we don't have the Holy Spirit. We need him. We need him. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Would you agree, Sister Tara?
Yes, ma'am, I agree.
Yes, yes, yes. So we got to have him. We got to have Christ in our lives. It's not just a temporary thing, but it's a need. It's a necessity that we have him, especially if we want to go to heaven. You can do all the talking we want, but if we don't do some living, if we don't do some walking in the Spirit and do some living in the Spirit, and praise God, and let it become a part of us, a habit. That you're talking about having a habit. There's a difference in having good habits and having bad habits. I've had some bad habits. I don't know about you, but I've had some bad habits. So I work on, I intentionally work on this good habit. Oh, praise God, of getting in his word daily. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and ask the Lord to wash me with his word. Thank you, God.
Yes.
If we find anything, search me.
Yes.
Find anything that's not God, to take it out.
Yes.
Straighten me. I want to be saved.
Yes.
And, Lord, I got to be whole. Praise God. To get back, to get with him, to be there, to see this mansion that the Lord has prepared for us. Oh, praise God. I want to walk in. Yes, I do. I want to walk in and see this place. I want to see Jesus. Oh, praise God. And I want to meet with Daddy. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. I want to tell him all about the things that we went through down here. Don't know if we'll get that opportunity to do it, since we're going to be praisers. We all going to be praisers, praising and magnifying God. Oh, but I want to be there. I want to be there. I can just see the saints having church. I can see the saints having church. Oh, praise God. So if you don't like praising God here, don't go to heaven. Don't prepare. You don't have to prepare to go to heaven, because it's going to be praising going on there. Praise God. Praise God. You agree, Sister Tara?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to be having a good time. So he left the Holy Spirit to comfort us as we go through the process of preparing for heavenly living. Praise God. Live, walk by the Spirit. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Galatians 5:25, and Sister Tara read that for us. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profit nothing. John 6:63. Lifestyle changes are a result of hope and practice. One who looks intensely and put it into effect will be blessed. James 1:25. It is one thing to define an experience and another thing to walk in it. He energizes our experience as we fix our eyes upon Jesus and ask for his life to flow within our spirit, filling us with the rushing of transforming power, wisdom, and emotional well-being. Praise God. So let us be encouraged on today, while it is yet called today, to not only walk, but to live daily by the reading, by the leading of the Holy Spirit In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. And amen and amen. Have a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday. In Jesus' name we pray. Bye-bye now. Have a fabulous day, Sister Tara. Praise God.